This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. The musician Beck has been a hip-hop joker, a sonic innovator, and a regular pop star. Beck's latest album, The Information, finds him in all these guises and more. According to Christian Horde of Rolling Stone magazine, this album may become a classic.
That's Cell Phone's Debt, the lead single from Beck's new album, The Information. It's a wobbly electro dub fest that sounds like it could have been transmitted from a remote desert.
Strange ways coming today. I put a dollar in my pocket and I threw it away. Been a long time since the federal dime made a jukebox sound like a mirror of mine. To calm my worries, fix my thoughts.
If it sounds like an odd choice to introduce top 40 listeners to his 10th LP, well, remember that Beck's always been able to create masterworks out of elements that could easily have sounded like crap. Stoned white boy funk in particular. The Information is Beck's weirdest record yet. All tricky rhyme schemes, narcotic funk, sunbaked melodies, electronic blurps, and strange ear candy. But it's also the psychedelic rock record of the year, and an album that could prove a favorite for years to come, for both collegiate stoners and, well, anyone else.
Up tight, super, get it out of the frame. I shake my leg on the ground like an epileptic battery. Man, I'm making my move, letting loose like a bell. Little worse for wear, but I'm wearing it well. Tell me, what's wrong with a little ground?
Elevator music is one of the hookiest cuts on The Information, but it's also slightly retrograde in its big, dumb funk and junkyard rap shtick. From there, Beck tosses out far more coherent lyrics and manages to make you feel relatively traditional postmodern thoughts about a world where mountains of data have replaced genuine human interaction. Granted, Beck's been tackling similar issues for years. The difference here is that his lyrics are far more smartly introspective than ever. Take, for example, the Kraftwerk meets disco meets Duran Duran hookiness of We Dance, the serrated, tape-looping washing machine tumble of the genius 1000 BPM, or the sun-baked, uneasy affection of this song, Think I'm in Love.
Really think I better get a hold of myself. Don't wanna let the night get ahead of myself. Whispering hello through a smoking smile. She doesn't know what happens when she's around. I think I'm in love, but it makes me kinda nervous to say so.
So, how exactly does Beck pull this off? For one thing, he's got Nigel Godrich, who worked with Beck on Mutations, a folkier album from 1998. As the producer behind Radiohead's OK Computer, Godrich knows how to keep disparate, experimental sounds coherent. With his help, everything on The Information just works. Every song has a memorable, if subtle, melody, or arresting rhymes that are more schooled and more skilled than any in Beck's career. More importantly, every song goes somewhere. So when Beck actually bears down and tosses out a big, show-stopping chorus on this song, the perfectly titled Strange Apparition, it sounds like the combination of lots of great little moments and one to grow on.
Lord, please don't forsake me.
Beck's new album is called The Information. Our reviewer, Christian Horde, is a contributor to Rolling Stone magazine.